Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Time for extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey joins us from Block Club Chicago, and I'm glad you guys are on this story about the Kennedy construction, because it's not just the expressway, it's the residential streets in Avondale that are clogged up, right?
Right. This has just been really, truly a mess on many different fronts. I'm sure there's probably a lot of listeners stuck on the Kennedy right now or trying to get to it. And we wanted to show that you're not alone. The people that are avoiding the Kennedy or trying to skip a couple exits to get on a little bit closer to the city are really just making traffic a nightmare in the neighborhoods surrounding the Kennedy. So we're talking about Bucktown, Avondale, Logan Square, Old Irving Park. We went out there and checked out some of these areas where people complained, and we're talking about maybe 20 minutes to drive two blocks down a residential street.
Unbelievable.
People can't get out of their driveways. They can't get out of their parking spots. Some of these lights allow two cars through at a time by the time they... So it's really just a mess. We're on year three now of this project, and it feels like year 33. It's supposed to wrap up by Thanksgiving.
Let's hope.
But if you can avoid it, do it. But I know a lot of us can't, and we got to do it. So just know that other people are suffering alongside you right now, and maybe getting off and taking the side streets isn't going to help.
Pressure on us to do good radio here while you're stuck in traffic. Let's talk about the new coach houses for Chicago and the laws connected to that.
Right. This is starting to heat up there. You know, Chicago has long banned having additional dwelling units, they call it, because that could be coach houses in the backyard. It could be about basement or attic apartments. Different ways just to expand the housing stock in Chicago. There was a measure that moved through part of the city council yesterday. It could get a vote today. But basically, it would allow, it would lift the ban on these and put some restrictions, like there could only be so many per block per year that are allowed, but it would really knock down some of the barriers that you wouldn't have to get a zoning change to do one of these things, which means you don't have to beg the alderman to sign off on it. And as you can imagine, that's rubbing a lot of aldermen the right way. You'd have to take neighborhood control out of their cold, dead hand sometimes. So they're pushing back. Some of them say, places like the Bungalow Belt, could really change the feeling of a neighborhood. And it's really being pushed by people in more denser areas like the Lakeview Alderman, where they just want to add more potential for people to get affordable housing. So we'll see. Could be later today. Could be later this summer. But things are moving fast.
Council meeting today. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
And 2900 South Damon is where the action is right now. The Damon silo is finally being demolished.
Yeah, if you're one of those guys that likes to watch things get knocked down, which I am, and a lot of guys are, I think, they just started knocking them down. This is sort of the end of a preservation fight. People wanted to maybe turn that into a festival grounds with these old grain silos as the centerpiece, but that did not work out. The cranes and the excavators to knock these things down came out on Monday. It's going to take about 6 months or so, but we don't know exactly what Matt Asphalt or Matt Limited plans to do with it, but they do run asphalt plants. This could be an industrial site, but it appears that it will not be a festival grounds a la the salt shed. So Damon silos, you see him when you're driving on the Stevenson Expressway. Take a last look at him, because this is it.
Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus.